Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the pitch swung on, hit in the air to deep right. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Second deck. Oh, Joey Jack swung. He drills a home run into the second deck and right. Hey, he's pal Joey. And the Yankees now take a 4-1 lead.
Rangers lose to the Yankees for a second straight time. 7-1 right here on DFW Sports Station. That, of course, was the call from John Sterling on Yankees radio. And Joey Gallo homers against his former team, along with Stanton and along with Judge, as the Yankees trying to get closer to the playoffs. The Rangers fall to 55-96. Oh. Next game, 5:30 pregame tonight, 6 o'clock first pitch on the Fan.
I mean, it's just, you know, we got, what, like 12 or so games left.
Thank God.
And you know, it's going to be a 100-loss season. And we have not seen many 100-loss seasons. You know, you go through them, and they are tough to deal with. Very, very difficult to deal with, and this is one of them. It just feels like it's dragged on forever and ever, and ever and ever, and ever and ever. And fortunately for some, they can't even watch the games.
Yeah.
My parents trying to watch this game last night. Where's the game? I'm like, it's on Bally. What channel's that? You don't get it. How do we not get the game? I don't know, Ma. Ask Bally.
Good job, Bally's.
Yeah.
Good work. We got the second worst run differential in the American League. Baltimore has us beat by almost 100 runs.
That's,
I want you to think about that.
It's a run a game. It's more than a run a game.
We're 55-96. We're 35 games back in our division, and there's a team that has been outscored by almost 100 more than us in Baltimore. Their run differential is minus 275. Ours is minus 183. Minus 183 for the run differential. The Yankees... The Yankees are fourth in the American League East. Are you kidding me?
They're going to win 90 games.
The Rays are up by 6, then Boston, then Toronto. The Yankees are 8 games back, 85-67. They're 18 games over 500, and they might miss the playoffs.
They might miss the playoffs. They are in a situation where they a position where right now they're out of it, and they might genuinely missed the postseason with that payroll. Baseball's got a weird thing going on right now. You know, they're going to have a Dodger team that's going to win 105 games being playing in a single elimination game against a team that barely won 85. I don't think that's fair to waste 6 months and win 105 games and be dominant. And the only reason why you're not playing in a 7-game series or a 5-game series is because you happen to play in the same state that the other team does. And then you're going to have 4 teams of the AL East that are going to have 90 wins.
Huh.
And one of them is not going to make the postseason. Rangers, by the way, since they moved to Texas, 105 losses is the most they've ever had. And that was back in 1973, which is their second year here. 57-105. We are getting close. We are getting very, very close.
All right, around the NFL, we got superstar quarterbacks making some headlines with their words. The first is Aaron Rodgers firing back at the critics who called out his desire, his lack of fire, and his offseason. Here's Rodgers yesterday with Pat McAfee.
I think all these people who are on these shows now believe they're celebrities and then believe that they have this platform to use it to say whatever the hell they want. And that's how they garner the attention. That's how they get promotions. That's how they get to be on multiple networks. That's how they, you know, get their name out there and get a blue check mark and get to go to the Met Ball and whatever the hell's going on. You know what I mean? It's like, that's the society we're in now. It's when I first got in the league in 2005 and you got in there in 2006. I mean, Social media wasn't a thing unless you had a MySpace, and it was all about who was your top five or top ten if they expanded, and what kind of music you had in the background. And it wasn't about, you know, your social media following, your likes, your, you know, how many views on a page. You know, I think it's different. It's all about how many impressions you can have for things that you say. So, you know, it's not going to be the, you know, the relax, we're fine, this is 1 week, it was a dud, we're going to bounce back. That doesn't do anything. That doesn't move the needle for anybody. But you start saying some outlandish things about, you know, what I did in the off season and me wanting to be on Jeopardy and not play ball and all this other, you know, ridiculousness that Tom Fanning, you know, told me was out there, which I really didn't see myself. I just think that's the state of the media that we're in.
Lot in there. I didn't see any of it myself. We all know Aaron has humongous rabbit ears.
Yeah.
Two, he's dead on in terms of the media and getting attention, whether it's political media, whether it's sports media, you know, just say something outlandish and you don't worry about sleeping less at night because you're happy that you got more likes and retweets. But he's talking to Bill Cowher and Nate Burleson and Boomer Esiason and his former teammate Jermichael Finley, who have questioned his desire. And I do agree with Aaron with this point. It's absolute horse ass to give a platform to people who have no idea what they're talking about as far as my mental state, my focus, and my work habits. I do think those people sound stupid. For anyone saying that Aaron Rodgers looks lackadaisical and looks like he doesn't care, he's always looked like that. Calm, cool, ultra-talented people sometimes look like they're not try-hard guys and girls. So Aaron Rodgers not caring, watch football. Pretend like you've watched him one game in his Hall of Fame career. So Aaron Rodgers spouting off on a lot yesterday.
He certainly was spouting off on a lot. And
his disposition, he looks very selfish, Bill Cowher said. He almost looks aloof, like he doesn't care. He's always looked like that. Stop trying to make something out of nothing.
Yep, same thing we say about people with Amari Cooper, that they don't like his body language. He's just quiet. You know, you get guys that are rah-rah guys like Chris Richard, they look like they care more. Well, they probably don't care any more than the guy like Aaron Rodgers or Amari Cooper. They probably care just the same. Just the way they go about caring is completely different, and that's okay. By the way, do you remember your MySpace song on the back of your page?
I never had MySpace.
Really?
No.
Would I have made your top eight if you did?
No.
Okay.
Oh, so it was a top eight?
Yeah, right? That was a top eight, right? Yeah. Tom was always shoehorned himself in there.
Tom was always one of them.
Tom?
The guy who made MySpace. The famous picture of the guy in front of the whiteboard or whatever.
Yeah,
that's Tom.
But didn't you get to choose your top eight?
Yeah, but he was always there. Like, he was your first friend.
Yeah.
Okay, what was your song?
I think it was a Metallica song. I don't really remember. I don't remember. I feel bad not remembering.
Like, I'm looking up RJ Choppy photos on MySpace.
Oh, they're definitely out there.
Yeah, that's not.
I think my last song I had was This Is Why I'm Hot by Mims.
Wow.
That's how long ago that was.
Okay. Now, was it Troy Hughes or Tommy Sledge MySpace?
I had a Tommy Sledge MySpace when I went by that name at a former radio station. Okay. I don't think that's up anymore. It may be Troy Hughes.
All right. I'm looking at it right now. There it is. Troy Hughes on MySpace.
What?
Tom Brady was doing an interview with Jim Gray. He basically said the NFL has gotten soft. Quote, there's a lot of plays and hits that are happening on quarterbacks now that are flags for defensive players that probably weren't that way 10 or 15 years ago. So I'd say the game is a little softer than it used to be. I think the defensive players are more on the defensive when they go into tackle. I think that's probably adding to this element of quarterbacks outside the pocket and taking more chances than they did in the past. So how about Tom Brady, who many people accuse of always whining and crying to officials, for the second time that I can remember, taking up for defensive players and saying that they're being punished and treated too harshly?
I mean, defensive players are often being punished and treated too harshly, right?
Tom just becoming more and more likable.
It never stops. You know, everybody hits a point in their career, their professional career, even how hated they are, where you just stop hating them. And it happens almost overnight. It happens with just about everybody. You just start, the respect hits, the hate ends. That line between hate and respect is very, very thin. And every player that plays long enough. If they're loved, they'll move to hate. If they're hate, they'll move to love. It will cross over because of the respect factor.
So that's Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady talking and making NFL headlines. The big headline in the NBA yesterday was from Woj saying that Ben Simmons has told the 76ers he never wants to play for them again, and he is not showing up to training camp in Philly. So Ben Simmons wants out. I ask you to reconsider Mavs Tolos, my Porzingis for Ben Simmons trade. Where would you stand on it?
I would not do it. Yeah. I know that the Mavs have a Porzingis issue. I don't know they want to fix it immediately in terms of moving him on from him. They want to fix it, but I don't know they want to fix it by moving on from him immediately. I don't know what Ben Simmons is. Does Ben Simmons score?
He
don't
can.
You need scoring? He doesn't shoot. He refuses to shoot.
He can drive.
Yeah, I guess that's okay because Porzingis also just kind of stands there
yeah.
and waits for the ball to come to him, and it doesn't always come to him, and if it doesn't come to him, he can't score. And if he can't score, he pouts and sulks. It's a bad game. I would probably not do this.
And by the way, the 76ers probably wouldn't do it either. Ben Simmons' first career average is 16. 56% shooting, 14% from three, 60% from the line.
I'm quite certain that we could shoot 14% for three in an NBA game season.
And then you're trading for, I'm just fascinated by the discussion and the comparisons. You may have a mentally broken player versus a physically broken player. A guy who won't shoot from the outside versus a guy that we want to go more inside. Yeah. So I would trade Porzingis for Ben Simmons and then try to find another second star because Simmons, I don't think, wants that spotlight, but he definitely can't go back to Philly because they are after his blood. There was some Bleacher Report proposals yesterday, right?
Yeah, trade proposals, some blockbuster NBA trade ideas, and you know, they did not send Ben Simmons here. They would send him to Atlanta for Kevin Huerter, Danilo Gallinari, and Cam Reddish.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'd rather wait for Jason Kidd to maybe fix Porzingis than that package.
The Porzingis deal.
Wait. That was, I'm sorry. That was Ben Simmons to Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. What was the Porzingis
deal? The Porzingis deal is Porzingis and Finney Smith to Sacramento for Buddy Hield.
Uh-huh.
Marvin Bagley.
Remember him?
And a 22 second round draft pick that comes via the Atlanta Hawks.
All right, what did your numbers tell you?
The numbers told me that it wouldn't work out for the Mavs. KP is a 4.3 win share guy last year. Those two guys combined for 3.6. And, you know, player efficiency rating, which teams love to use, it's basically how efficient you are per 48 minutes. You know, Porzingis kind of blew them both out of the water last year, 21.5 for him, 12.8 and 16.3 respectively. It doesn't look like it would make a lot of sense for the Mavs to do, but I'm all for moving on from him. I just don't know that I would do it for Buddy and Marvin.
Yeah.
Maybe De'Aaron and one of those two.
Yeah, good luck.
But yes, good luck.
14-7 for Bagley last year. I'm sure Mike Bassick has calculated all of this and will chime in the commercial break with a phone call to one of us. So Ben Simmons says, I want out of Philly. I will not go back there ever again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back goes Prescott. Deep ball down the right side. He's got Cooper on the right side of the end zone. Comes up with the ball and the touchdown.
Thank you, Brad Sham, who attended the Michael Bublé concert last night.
Really?
I shot Brad a phone call last night, and I hear like ding, 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 and I'm like, "Are you driving or something?" He's like, "I'm getting out of the car with my friends, getting ready to go into this concert." I'm like, "Oh, all right, go ahead, enjoy. I'll talk to you tomorrow after the show." And he's like, "No, go ahead." So while walking into the Michael Bublé concert, talking with the voice of America's team, Brad Sham. Every single week here on The Fan.
Wonder if Brad was feeling good after that show.
We need to have a reference contest between you two. RJ loves references. He's got a ton of them. Amanda gave me a talking to the other day. She's like, why are you like, you know, bringing down the comedy on the show? And I was like, what? What are you talking about? She's like, the other guys are trying to make these jokes and like, you're not commenting, and you just take it back to the subject. And I was like, I don't get all the references. RJ knows all these references. I think Troy gets them. I'm out of the circle when it comes to the references, so I don't comment and I don't chime in. But yeah, I got a comedic talking to the other day.
Well, you just haven't met you yet. Once you do, you'll understand what we're talking about.
I actually do know these because I like Michael Bublé.
Man, I do. Man, God, that guy's so likable.
Is it? Right?
So likable. And more importantly, his behind-the-scenes story involving his young son. Oh, my God. Yeah. That guy's great.
Christmas album. Michael Bublé, just put it on.
You know, I think, Joe.
I don't think I have listened to Michael Bublé's song in like 5 years outside of Christmas time. Oh, but I like his music.
His music's fantastic. Yeah. It's really, really good. Christmas, though, like you want to make a killing, make a Christmas album, man.
Yeah, or just have a radio station and start playing it in September when no one talks and get ratings, like in this building. Okay, Bet Online has sent me the latest NFL odds. The favorite to win the Super Bowl as of today is?
Tampa.
Don't overthink it.
Tampa.
And
Kansas City.
Yes. Tampa and Kansas City at the top, 21-4 odds. Then
Tampa, Kansas City, then LA Rams.
It is the LA Rams at 11-1. The Cowboys. I'm going to ask you what the Cowboys odds are if the Rams are 11-1.
Cowboys are 25-1.
The Cowboys are at 28-1.
Okay.
So good job. Last week, they were at 35-1. They get the win in LA and they become 28-1. Here are the teams above us. San Fran and Buffalo are 12-1. Stop me when you hear value. Baltimore, Cleveland, Green Bay are 14-1.
Baltimore, Cleveland, Green Bay. Yeah, I'll take Aaron Rodgers at 14-1.
I would too. Put $10 on there, win $140. Seattle is 22-1. Arizona is 28-1, along with us. So we are tied with the Cardinals for the odds to win the Super Bowl as of this morning. And Tennessee is up there with us at 28-1.
I could put $10 down on all three of those teams. It's $10. It's not going to break your bank. And there's tremendous value because you've got quality quarterbacks. And at least in the case of Tennessee and the Cowboys, you've got divisions where you know they're going to be in the tournament. Now, I don't know that Arizona's going to be in the tournament.
Right.
I do know that Tennessee is. Most likely.
Yeah.
And I do know, most likely, that the Cowboys will be in, barring some catastrophe? Catastrophic? Catastrophe. Some kind of catastrophe. The Cowboys will be in the tournament.
See, I'm laughing, dear.
Oh, wait, no.
I'm laughing. Yeah, I got that. I got that screw up.
Thank you.
Not as 1986 reference. Patriots 33-1. Saints 33-1. Pittsburgh 35-1. Denver, Vegas, Chargers 40-1.
Oh, I'll do 40-1 on the Chargers and the Raiders. They're not going to win.
Well, then I'm not going
to
bet.
But, I mean, we're talking about 40-1 here. We're talking about a 40-1 shot on two, again, quality quarterbacks.
Indy and Miami are 50-1. The Vikings are 55-1. Carolina and the football team are 60-1. Troy Hughes, step to the mic. The teams with the worst chances to win it all.
Okay, let's go with RJ Choppy's playoff and mine. New York Jets.
Yes, they are at the bottom, tied with another team. In the
Dolphins?
No.
No.
I said the Dolphins.
Oh.
Wake up, RJ.
No, I don't know.
Another team in the NFC.
It's another catastrophic team. Who else is horrible? Texans?
No, NFC. No?
NFC. So we're looking at...
They just played the other night.
Oh, Lions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Detroit and the Jets are 500-1. The Jags are 400-1. The Texans are 300-1. Mm. And the Bengals are 200-1. Division odds.
Okay.
We're the favorite in the East, 5-7. Washington, 11-4. Philly, 5-1. Giants, 10-1. So we are still the favorites in the NFC East.
No reason to think why we shouldn't be. And I think the rest of the division shakes out the way it should as well.
Buffalo favorite in the East. In the AFC North, who's the favorite?
Cleveland.
It's not.
Is it Baltimore?
Yes. Baltimore. It's really tight between Baltimore. Cleveland has the second best odds, then Pittsburgh.
How I feel about that. I don't know.
Yeah, right now I'm starting to steer towards Cleveland maybe being the favorite.
Yeah, I am too. I don't know that. I think I had them out of the playoffs this year.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. You're right. I did. But I'm starting to steer that way too. I think that, yeah, maybe, you know, perhaps I was wrong. I'm sorry. I don't believe in that. Perhaps I was not correct.
Give me the order of the AFC West.
In Vegas, okay, it'll be the Chiefs, Raiders.
Okay.
Chargers, Denver.
Wrong. Kansas City, then Denver, Raiders, Chargers.
Okay.
That's the way it is in the AFC West. And then in the NFC South, Tampa Bay, followed by New Orleans, and then Carolina. Give me the order of the NFC West.
Rams.
Yep.
Niners,
yep.
Seattle, Cardinals.
Arizona and Seattle are tied. Okay. At 4-1. MVP. Through a statistical study that says Dak Prescott cannot win it, the MVP favorite is?
It has to be Patrick Mahomes still.
No, it is not.
Okay. Kyler Murray.
Nope. Come on.
Show me, boy.
There you go. Brady, 9-2 favorite. then Mahomes, then Kyler. So you got the top three. Then who? Let's see how long it takes to get to Dak.
Mahomes, Kyler.
Got four other names.
Four other names before Dak?
Yep.
Oosh.
Sheesh.
Finish that thought. Get fined by the FCC.
Let's go Stafford.
Yes. They're all quarterbacks.
Okay. Okay, so we got Brady. Rodgers?
Yes.
Let's go with Lamar?
No.
Baker?
No.
Josh Allen?
Yes. And then NFC West.
Russ?
Yes. Rodgers, Josh Allen, Matt Stafford, and Russell Wilson are 12-1. If you want to bet on them to win the MVP via Bet Online, Dak went from 8-1 to 14-1. All right, so you got some good movement for you if you want to bet on Dak, 14-1, since he didn't have the crazy stats against the Chargers that he did against Tampa. And then Lamar 16-1 and Derek Carr is 20-1. Explain why Dak will not win it.
History and Mike McCarthy. This is a betting guide that was put out. Over the past 14 seasons, 13 quarterbacks have won the MVP. The lone exception was 2012 when Adrian Peterson stole yet another award from Peyton Manning when he should have won it. Now, since then, the 13 quarterbacks that have had MVP seasons, 10 of them have been the top seed in the conference. Okay?
Say that one more time.
Of the 13, they were wrong when they wrote this, so I had to go back and change it for them because they said 9. Of the 13 previous quarterbacked MVP seasons, they wrote 9 hailed for the top seed in the conference. With Rodgers in 14 and Ryan in 16 were 2 seeds. And they had Manning as a 4 seed in 2013, which is wrong. They were the 1 seed. and then as the 5 seed in 08 with Manning. So Manning did it.
So you got to be the 1 seed.
You basically have to be the 1 seed, a very small chance the 2 seed, or be named Manning to be the 5 seed in 08. And they were like 12. They were still 12-4 that year. So the thing is, every quarterback that won the MVP in these last 14 seasons, 13 of the times, have had at least 12 wins that year.
Ooh.
Okay. So you got to do that. So you can start crossing guys off, right? Like you cross off Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray has got a very, very difficult division. They're not going to be the one seed. They're not going to win 12 games. Can you cross off Aaron Rodgers? Here's what they get to Dak Prescott on. Dak will post gaudy stats, and the Cowboys look like the only NFC East contender that can flirt with the top seed. But Mike McCarthy's clueless decision-making will prevent that pass.
All right. So Dak out, eliminated.
Dak is out, eliminated, according to this study of the history of the MVP vote when it comes to quarterbacks. You've got to be the one seed and a very, very small chance. I mean, we're talking about less than 15% chance of being the two.
All right, 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex to hit us up here on DFW Sports Station. We are live on the Fan Cam and we are live on Twitch if you search Dallas Fan Cam there. Speaking of gambling, did you see, man, the Norm McDonald stuff? Norm McDonald passing away because of a private battle with cancer, with that news coming out the other day. But I did not know that Norm McDonald was this addicted gambler. Did you know this?
I did not know that either.
Yeah. He once took $60,000 and threw it in the water.
Gone. That doesn't sound like gambling to me.
Well.
Sounds like littering.
He was trying to do like drug addicts do, you know, flushing the pills.
Oh.
And he said, like, when he was losing big time, he was like, I have 50,000 left in the account. Might as well just like lose it all. The psychiatrist said, you're fixated on gambling in order to escape your real thoughts. And I said to him, isn't that why you do everything in life? I stumped him. So he was happy about that. Mm. In 2011, he put down $25,000 on Manny Pacquiao to beat Shane Mosley. The payout was just going to be $3,000.
Oh, no. Norm.
He didn't know anything about boxing.
Norm.
He told Larry King the biggest bet he ever placed was $400K, taking the money line in 1999. Paid 3-1. He lost it all. Said gambling not only alleviated his crippling fear of his own mortality, but on some level, going broke was an emancipation from an overwhelming obsession. I never had substance abuse problems, but it's like people who know they're going to hit bottom and kind of want it because it gets exhausting to be obsessed with everything. If you have $450K in the bank and you lose $400, you say, F it. I don't want to have $50,000. I don't want money to remind me I had money. So that's Norm Macdonald talking about gambling after we just gave you some odds there, throwing $60,000 into the ocean. The same way a drug addict would throw his drugs into the water.
Seems like a really bad philosophy to just throw cash into the ocean. I don't know, but whatever works for you. I did not know this about Norm. This is kind of sad. It's really kind of sad there that he had to go through that.
All right. A college football coach is trying to steal the next legendary quarterback from us, and could prime time be the one to fix USC?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man, the way people are lining up to kiss the rear end of Arch Manning, it's getting out of control. This, of course, is supposed to be the next great one. This is the son of the Ringo brother, I think. Cooper, right? Cooper.
Well, Cooper was the wide receiver, and he got hurt. He got the same injury as Michael Irvin, spinal stenosis.
Yeah, so this is his kid, which is supposed to be the next great thing. RJ has it in my mind that he's going to go to the Texas Longhorns. Well, the other day, he was sporting a Georgia hat with the Georgia-South Carolina game.
Yeah, big problem there, Arch. We got some talking to do.
What's that?
Well, I mean, you know, your uncle went to Tennessee. Like, that's the big rival of theirs. You can't be sporting the Georgia hat.
Mm.
You can't even go on a recruiting trip there. There are a few places you just can't go.
Okay,
you can't go to Alabama, you can't go to Florida, you can't go to Georgia, you can't go to Mississippi State or LSU. You got a few places that you're allowed to go, and those are none of them.
So they set them up right there with the end zone seats, receiver scores right in front of him and his buddies. They're holding up signs there. We want Arch.
Yeah.
And this, I think he's a junior. He's still got another year left in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone is, you know, already well into their recruiting pitches, including Lane Kiffin. Now, you were just talking about how time will force us to eventually like those that we disliked. And then we also do it in reverse.
Yeah.
You know, we end up hating you when we liked you. Well, I'm starting to like Lane Kiffin.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I really am. Like, A-Rod, you know, the wall of reversal, we can call it. A-Rod has been put up there, even though I'm starting to dislike A-Rod again. You know, I'm going through the cycle, the roller coaster of Alex Rodriguez.
Wait, he was going through a cycle during his baseball playing days.
Well done. I get it. And Lane Kiffin is on the wall of reversal for me as well. Lane Kiffin has a social media account following one person.
Arch Manning.
Arch Manning.
See, it's great.
That's badass.
That's great.
That's awesome. And usually we hate people who follow no one or one person, Skip Bayless. You don't follow anyone. You're too good for that. You know, no one's more important than you. Well, not in this case.
No.
This is an awesome recruiting tool. I'm following one person, and that's Arch.
It is. It's fantastic. It's very reminiscent of what the Carolina Panthers did to lure Matt Rhule. Rhule went on a bunch of interviews, and he said, I'm going out of town for a couple of weeks with my family, and the owner of the Panthers waited in his driveway for him to get home from the airport after vacation. I was like, I want you. This is what I want. I'm here. I'm waiting in your driveway.
Yeah.
That is exactly what this is a fantastic recruiting tool by Lane Kiffin. And Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin should be in the driver's seat. That's where Dad went. That's where Grandpa went. Like, that's a legacy. There's a legacy there with Arch. Now, there's not a legacy. His uncle went there, one of them. You know, obviously, Peyton's kids have two legacies, right? Because of they went to a different school. But this one with Arch, with Cooper going to Ole Miss and Archie going to Ole Miss, like, there's a legacy. Lane Kiffin should be in the driver's seat. Should be. But he's not right now.
Reggie Bush came out and said there's one person who he thinks can save the USC Trojans. And I know Jared Sandler is listening. So, Jared, I think I can guess his feedback for this. But he said, there's one coach out there that can restore us to greatness. And I believe that Deion Sanders can be that person. When you think about what he's done at Jackson State right now.
You're a putz.
Jackson State has the number 55 recruiting class in the nation. So Reggie Bush anointing primetime, who we thought maybe going to become the head coach at FSU, as the guy who can save USC. Now, my first reaction to this was to laugh and shake my head no and be like, what a joke. And then I was like, I was thinking back to the Pete Carroll days and the Flash and Hollywood and Leinart and Reggie and Lendale White and all the superstars. They had roaming the campus. And I was like, maybe Deion's the new school that could end up recruiting some of these kids over there to Southern California. Deion responded, I'm thankful that Reggie mentioned me and said I could be a candidate or whatever. I'm appreciative, but I'm locked in. I'm locked in. I am locked in. I'm right where I want to be. I'm elated. I'm coaching my sons. I'm loving this culture. I want to win. Wish we would have won this past Saturday at Louisiana Monroe, but I'm locked in here. So that's primetime responding to Reggie Bush advocating him as the USC savior.
I could see this. I could see Deion wanting to take this, you know, take this on. But I could see him being good at USC. I don't know that he would want to take it on, though. Right? Like that.
Why?
It's a different animal than just being at Jackson State. This is USC. You're basically a professional coach. It is a completely different ball game. The amount of now Prime's going to have media attention no matter what. But I don't know. Like, does he have to kiss the booster's rear end at Jackson State? I don't know. I really have no idea what the like inner workings of like an HBCU program are like. So, like, compared to USC, I just don't know. You're not on national TV every week. You don't have, you know, Kirk Herbstreit breathing down your neck to have interviews. They're not asking you. I just don't know the difference. Like, does he want to put up with that? He's in a very good place right now. He's helping out kids. He's doing really good work. And he's bringing awareness to that school.
Do we all need to give Deion more props than when he first took this job, what we were all thinking and what many of us said? So we need to give him props, give him his due.
We'll probably do. I mean, considering what he did for Alcorn State the other day by opening up the facilities there at his campus for them to practice because they didn't have the facilities to do so. I mean, he's doing stuff like that. I know that people are starting to retweet an old video that seems like it's new, but the video last year of Prime talking about practice is now going viral again right now.
And what's he saying in it?
So here, I'll go and play it for you. This is Prime. This video came out last year, like last October, but it's resurfaced now. It's him with the motivational music in the background talking about practice.
We practice the practice right now. That's what's wrong with most of our athletes today. We don't practice to be great. We don't practice to be dominant. We practice to practice. What do you mean by that, Prime? I'm glad you asked. We practice counting the number of periods. We practice understanding how much time we got left. We practice just to get through practice. We cutting deals in practice. You go soft, I go soft. We don't practice to be dumb. When I ask you, what was your purpose of practice? You ain't got no answer for me. I'm going to ask you, what is your purpose of practice? I don't care if you practice at work. I don't care if you practice with your relationship. I don't care if you practice in any endeavor you choose to do. What is your purpose for practice? I practiced to be the best ever. So every time I walked on that field, I had a purpose for my practice. True.
Now let me tell you this.
That's pretty good.
As a man in my 40s that's married with three kids in the suburbs and a lot of guys like me, we probably roll our eyes at that. Like, oh my God, you got to practice pretty. Yeah. But if you're an 18-year-old kid and you're still playing football and you want to go play college football and your coach is talking like that, that's motivation.
That was pretty good.
So it's good.
Sandman says no to Deion at his alma mater. No shot he could handle a major program like that. You're right that USC needs to embrace the Hollywood Flash, but there are others who can do that. Okay.
The others that can do that, I mean, Chris Peterson's name is going to pop up. And it already has. I mean, obviously James Franklin's name is popping up, but problem you're going to run into there is they're going to be maybe in the Final Four. Like, he's not going to leave. And USC's going to want to coach before then. They're going to want to coach by probably, at the latest, I would think, Thanksgiving.
Hollywood, I have no doubt they can bring in better players. But I mean, like, Pete Carroll was, I'm talking about Showtime.
Right, but when Pete Carroll, to be fair, when he was hired, he wasn't Showtime.
Yeah, he was a dork in khakis.
He was a guy that just went like 9-7 in the NFL. He was a good coach, but not a great coach.
But you know his personality.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. I don't know who the guy is. Lane Kiffin's certainly Hollywood.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin is. Peterson and Franklin are absolutely not Hollywood.
No.
I mean, the fact that Peterson's still doing television is surprising to me because he's really not the charismatic person you would think of. Deion is Hollywood.
Jared said Lane is the man. Probably, it's college football. He's a, they all have to cheat. Yeah. Said he'd still be at USC if he didn't put his foot in his mouth. His best line after USC scored 50 plus against Hawaii, their first game after the Carroll sanctions. You can't sanction the effing end zone.
That's right.
Oh, Lane.
Yeah, Lane's great. But
that's a good line.
Are you going to read? I saw Lane and Sark's name pop up like here, right? And I'm like, wait a second. They literally just fired these guys within the last 10 years. They're going to bring them back already? You know, that doesn't make a ton of sense. Urban Meyer's certainly Hollywood. He ain't going anywhere. Look, he would look like a buffoon if he took that job.
No, yeah, he would look dumb, and that's why he's not going to take it. People are still throwing out Bob Stoops' name.
Oh.
Bob Stoops' name's being thrown out there, but here's the problem. They would have to call him. And as we already know, Sean, Bob Stoops.
Come on, man. We got to go to
commercial. Bob Stoops doesn't answer his phone.
Commercial break. You look at the crowd at the Cotton Bowl. I'm looking at the forecast, Coach, with the possibility. Is that your cell, Coach?
Coach? Oh, I got somebody here.
What type of ring is that, Coach? I want to download that.
Go ahead.
No wonder he ended up in the XFL. All right, let's. I'm kidding, boomers. I'm kidding. All right, top five time. 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. It is time for the weekly Wednesday NFL Power Rankings right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.